Fine, Melina. How are you today?
Doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing great. What I wanted to ask you is, you know, breaking the cycle, obviously, of aimless inheritance. I understand we're not prepared to give or even receive wealth. Can you tell us more about that? Why are we so woefully unprepared?
Wow. That's our wealth transfer report definitely confirms that. I think there are a variety of reasons that people are woefully unprepared. Having the conversation around transferring wealth is oftentimes a difficult conversation to have because it is emotionally charged. And I think individuals themselves are oftentimes unfamiliar with the strategies, the nuances, the processes around wealth transfer. And so it's difficult to have a conversation with family members, children in specific, that may be inheriting, when you as the individual don't have the knowledge or haven't gone through the process. And so those conversations just don't happen.
What's interesting, too, about you talked about how we're even, you know, unprepared to receive wealth. And, you know, some of that, too, is if you're not doing this right, obviously you could get hit on taxes, I would imagine. You could also... I would also think if you get an inheritance, you know, if you've been pinching pennies for a while, you might tend to get kind of excited to get some money, and suddenly you made some unwise decisions. I mean, there's everything from tax implications, I imagine, to financial planning, and probably a lot of things we're not doing.
You know, lots of pitfalls to not having a comprehensive wealth plan in place, and you know, whether the net worth is $100,000 or up in the millions, you're right. Receiving a windfall, if you're unprepared, certainly as an inheritor, puts you at a disadvantage. I think that was one of the most surprising things that I found with regard to our survey, is that the average age that individuals actually start to receive any formal education on money and wealth is around age 27. So that means that the average person is already well into adulthood, before they can even begin to prepare to manage wealth.
All right, let's, you know, maybe I'll talk about what, you know, what can people do? I mean, we've kind of identified the problem, and hopefully people are listening and saying, well, I don't want to make those mistakes, or I want to stop making those mistakes. So what is kind of job one, you know, or step one to turning this around?
Great question. Our research really shows that advanced preparation and sound advice from, you know, trusted advisors could have a transformational impact during an emotionally challenging time, either, you know, when you've right away become the the inheritor of a large amount of money, or even on the other side where you are the one who's crafting a wealth transfer plan, but you may be doing it at a time when there's something driving it, and so it can be emotionally challenging. But by seeking out information, talk with your family, talk with your children, ask questions of professional advisors and inheritors, and they can put you in a better position to prepare to navigate the uncertainty that's out there. Partnering with a financial advisor who has a comprehensive approach to wealth planning, one that has relationships with attorneys, CPAs and other professionals will offer the best platform for the creation of an overall comprehensive wealth transfer plan. You know, many financial advisors have resources for helping families with financial literacy. You know, my suggestion would be for your listeners to interview several financial advisors and ask a lot of questions about their experience in managing families and in particular with regard to wealth transfer. And as a starting point, you know, your listeners could certainly go to rbcwealthmanagement.com. We have some great resources that will help connect them with an advisor, and they can certainly ask those questions and get moving forward with regard to the creation of a wealth transfer plan.
Fantastic, Melina. I appreciate, you know, the great information this morning, and I'm sure you probably would want to point people, you know, more toward a website and you know, some other, you know, kind of great clearinghouses of information, that hopefully will put them in the right direction.
Absolutely. Again, that website was rbcwealthmanagement.com.
All right. Hey, you have a good one. Great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll do it again sometime.
My pleasure. Thank you.